Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Junks on an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-106.
I think Doubter's going to be on.
Okay.
All right, well.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Is he on right now?
Oh.
There he is.
Okay. Very good.
Come on, man. Money doesn't change him.
It's the Doubter.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. It's Nick Dowd, powered by Verizon.
We didn't think you were going to wake up.
I mean, I figured you'd get six milli in your pocket. Yeah. That's it. Well, no more calling the Junks.
Yeah. Well, I did tell you my price went up, so here we go.
Do you think,
congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, congrats.
Awesome news.
Yeah, it's great. You know, sometimes we talk about these things.
Keep saving that money.
Will your lifestyle change at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I might get a Ferrari. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a new house. Maybe a couple houses. I might get a house to nap in on game days.
Yeah. Perfect.
No, it won't change at all. No. I mean, what you really got to think about is, if anything, you know, you got to be telling the wife to, myself and the wife, to tighten it up because, you know, Carbs is forcing me into retirement with his speech.
Like he's going to retire as a cat.
I know.
It's a 2-year deal, right?
I know. I kind of looked around. I'm like, wait, but I got more. I can play after this.
Yeah. Hey, Doubter, it is very cool when the team owner, Ted Leonsis, tweets. He says, heart and soul, Nick Dowd, terrific player and teammate and even better person. We love him and his fantastic family. Grateful for his service to the team and the community. Happy he's with us going forward. So, like, not every player gets that from the owner. So that had to feel special that Ted, you know, went to social media and talked about how happy he was that you're still in the fold going forward.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, I would say I have a pretty player to owner relationship with Ted. Like as far as it goes is where, like, you know, he'll come around to the locker room and he'll say hi to the guys, and he always does a great job of making everyone feel welcome. And he knows, you know, everybody's names. He knows my wife's name. Like, you know, he does a great job of that. I'm always, you know, to say hi to him, shake his hand, talk to him for a really brief second. And then we've done, he's been at a couple charitable things too, mm-hmm. that we did with the Caps that I've got to speak with him, a little bit, but I'm not on Twitter. So my wife actually sent me that, similar to what you guys just did. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, it was, like you said, not every owner is, you know, public about the guys that they sign. And so, yeah, it was pretty special. I really appreciated that.
So Doubter, tell us about how big maybe the last win was, if it was big at all after the two losses against Columbus. And I know Saturday was a different lineup. You can talk about that. But then you lose to them on Sunday. So I got to believe turning around in the last game was big for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was huge. I think it honestly was one of those games that we really, really needed to play well in and win in. I mean, obviously you want the result, right? But you can say that even on Sunday, analytically, actually, and then, you know, even like how we felt, we played well. Like, we outchanced them almost 2-1 in the game. You know, we ended up only scoring one goal, and we still lose, so it still hurt and it still sucked. But I thought there was some, you know, well, actually, I know there was some good stuff to build on in that game, despite the result. Mm-hmm. But I thought against the Islanders, we really needed to play well in that game. And it wasn't just about, like, playing, you know, like, oh, we play a, you know, a good hockey game. It was like I felt like we played back to, like, what had won us 50-plus games in the regular season type of style, right? Like, we were calm, we were collected, like, you know, we our power play does well, our penalty kill does well, our goalie played well, our 5-on-5 was, you know, like, you know, pretty stymy and relentless, and we, you know, all of our guys, we all kind of played the same way, and we took advantage of opportunities, and, you know, we win the game. So I thought it was good. I mean, you know, not only did the guys feel good about it, you know, Dylan Strome had a career high in goals that game, which was special individually. And then Chucky played well, but, you know, like I said, I think it was like we just needed that team game, right? We needed to play well as a whole. And I thought we did that.
Doubter, I have to go back to when the team found out that you signed the extension when you guys were watching film in the locker room. Yeah, so you grab a drink out of the Caps little mini cooler, which, by the way, is very, very cool. I need to get one of those myself. What was the celebratory drink? It looked like a Coors Light. It could have been an energy drink. We don't know. Inquiring minds need to know. What were you chugging to celebrate with the teammates in the locker room?
Yeah, that was definitely Coors Light, you know.
Okay,
if they,
good.
If they want to, they're looking for a sponsorship, I'm more than happy to do that. But I just thought it'd be a good idea to have a drink at 11:30 in the morning.
I'd be drinking multiple.
Hey, how much time passed between, like, you inking the contract and your teammates finding out about it? It's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. I mean, I got it done. It kind of all came to fruition the day before, around lunchtime. It was a game day, so it wasn't like I was, you know, talking to. It wasn't like I was, you know, had the opportunity to go in and sign or you know, do anything like that on a game day, because I was heading down for a nap, as you guys know. Take my nap seriously. I ended up getting it. I actually, funny enough, I ended up signing it after the game on the bus, by myself on my phone.
Wow.
The guys found out the next day.
You signed your contract?
Which is pretty typical, actually.
Okay.
Like that's I think of all the of the five or six deals that I've signed, if I'm thinking this correctly, I've only signed one of them in actual person.
Wow.
And that was in Rob Tillotson's office, you know, standing up next to his desk. And, you know, I was just happened to be at home, right? So it was just, oh, this is easier. Let's just sign it this way.
DocuSign. Cool.
Yeah, DocuSign. Yeah, God, I had to pay a $15 membership. I'll be passing
you can
that
afford
over.
Hey.
I'll be passing that over to management later.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So there's one game left, obviously, tonight. You know who you're going to play in the playoffs. It's going to be the Canadiens. And we'll talk about that in a second. But has Carbs kind of told you what tonight's going to be like? Is it just going to kind of be like a warm-up, or are you going to, you know, a lot of starters kind of rest a little bit? How's it going to work out tonight, do you think?
Yeah, we haven't quite talked about that yet, honestly. I mean, yesterday was the video session. We went over some important things, like, you know, some things that can happen in playoffs and some certain specific situations that we needed to touch on, just because we had a moment to do that. And I think tonight will be, you know, very similar to the last game we played. I mean, you know, this is the Penguins are historically a tough team to play for the Washington Capitals. I mean, this has always been a great rivalry, as you guys know, and, you know, this is a good building to play in. You know, I wouldn't look at it as anything other than, you know, this is game 82. We're looking to play well. We want to finish out the season well, just like we did, you know, as we played against the Islanders. And I'm not quite sure if they're going to rest guys or not. You know, we haven't talked about that.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's get into Montreal. I believe the last time you played them, you beat them in overtime. But that was way back on January 10th. What can fans expect from the Canadiens? You know, we always want to know, who should we be hating on their team, who's annoying on their team.
Yeah, who's a good
guy?
This
is a thorn on the side that we can just all boo.
Who's a good guy to put in the crosshairs for the series?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to do that yet. I'm sure that guy will reveal himself.
Yeah.
Well, because in the past it's been like that St. Louis guy, right? Remember
Marty St. Louis? But that was a while ago.
I know, but super annoying.
Yeah,
What kind of system do they run? I mean, are they kind of a faster pace?
Definitely like a younger team. Really, really high end skill from a couple of their players, like individual skill, like guys that can. That will try and take you on one-on-one, maybe a little bit more higher risk if you can consider it that way, being that they do try and play some one-on-one hockey. But also, you know, like they have the ability to make a lot of plays. So I would say a fast team, a team that can really create on the rush. And I think it'll be our job to prevent that speed from getting wound up by, making them stop in their D zone and play defense. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's not like there's a secret recipe to winning playoff hockey games. The defense gets tighter, the goalies get better, the special teams get better. It'll be the same, the similar things, right? Like you have to play well as a group. Mm-hmm. Special teams will be a factor like they always are in every series. And we're going to have to make them defend. For sure.
I hope game one, because the playoffs actually start Saturday. St. Louis plays Winnipeg game one. Colorado plays Dallas game one. I hope game one is Sunday afternoon, like a 3:30 game. That would be awesome. Do you have any idea when game one is going to be? You're kind of waiting for that.
I have no clue. Yeah. I mean, I think with the fact that they just won last night, the NHL is probably pulling all that together.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I got no clue. I mean, I guess I don't really have a preference, to be honest.
Gotcha.
What's it like playing on the Bell Center and on the road? Because I was just watching their clinching game on the highlights, and it seemed
crazy,
ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely one of my top like three or four rinks to play in, and like cities to travel to. It's just it's a great city. They got great restaurants. Stay in a nice hotel there, and the atmosphere is always good. It's obviously a historic building. It's them, Chicago, Boston, Montreal. Let me see here.
What's Toronto? Toronto, maybe?
No, not so much Toronto, no.
You don't like Toronto?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not as special, I would say, as like a Chicago or Montreal. Yeah.
All right.
Well, Doubter, we've appreciated having you on throughout the season. It's been great.
Time to focus
great
now, bro.
Great getting to know you, and best of luck to the Caps going forward. And congrats to you and your family on that two-year extension. It's well-deserved.
Thank By the guys. Way, real Thank question, quick question as we let you go. What's the protocol like for the playoff beard? Did you do one last good shave before? How's that work?
Yeah, some guy, I don't, you know what? I personally, I like to shave right before and then give it a clean, fresh playoff start. You know?
Right, right.
But some guys roll right into it, you know. I mean, I actually just shaved, 2 days ago. So I usually get that stuff done on the road, so I don't completely crush my bathroom at home.
Right, right, nice. Smart, you know? Leave the mess there.
There you go. Yeah,
work smarter,
yeah.
I mean,
I
not harder.
It up, obviously.
All right. Well, let's get a nice shaggy one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Right, that's bud. Nick Dowd from the Capitals, powered by Verizon. When we come back, we'll do EB's commercial break film study. He will break down Tyler Shuck from Louisville. So we will do that next on The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.